to carry the sawed lumber to the big schooners waiting at the long Potter dock. The tram track is now our Campbell Street. E.K. Potter was joined by his brother J.D. as the years went by, and later they would open the town's leading hardware store and create a show farm for cattle breeding on the location of Alpena High School today. And they would build two magnificent mansions on Washington Avenue. One, gone now, would resemble a castle in its Victorian architecture, complete with marble fireplaces and parquet floors and a huge circle staircase up to the third floor. It would be a landmark of our town for many years, inhabited by J.D.'s three daughters, who grew very old in its drafty halls. The triangular corner where Potter Castle stood looks like this now, grass covered and empty, but visible across Washington Avenue are some of the restored, beautiful mansions of that bygone era, including to the far right, the other Potter House. Here lies Sam Hitchcock, deacon as he liked to be called, church leader and land developer a la 1860. Deacon Hitchcock came by a parcel of land here mighty cheap. It's known now as Hitchcock's First Addition. It was one big frog pond then. Today it's that part of Alpena, including some of the downtown and State Street along the lake shore. Sam bought it for just a few hundred, and he got all of that back by selling this block back to the city for a school. Thunder Bay Junior High sits on this same block today. It's always been school here.